I'm terrified to fall asleep. Because I don't know if you're going to be here when I wake up. It's hard to explain. No, I know you'll be here when I wake up. It's just, I don't know if I will. I mean, maybe. I'm not sure how it works. This is going to sound crazy. So, every time I go to sleep, every time I wake up, it's like a different version of me. Not necessarily. The room will be different, the place, my age, all of it. It's all variable. I don't know if it's one single life. It doesn't seem to be. It seems to be iterations, changes, like the memories are different. Historically, they change. It's almost like, I don't know, different realities. Like imagine a coin flip where heads means one thing and tails means the other. And then multiply that by infinity. That's how variable choice creates different realities. I think that's what I'm traversing. It's all that variable space. Well, here's the crazy thing. You exist in almost every single one. The days I inhabit this snippets of time, you're always in them. And some versions we just met, and others were strangers, coworkers, friends, enemies. You exist in my sphere. Married in some. Yeah, in some. We have kids in some of them too. Yeah, in every reality. It's almost like gravity or magnetism. It's like a cosmic force that draws you to me. And me to you. I'm late for a train. I sit in the station. 4 minutes later, you come running down the stairs. And I look over and I want nothing more than just to talk to you. Yes and no. Some of them I know everything. Everything about you. But in others, you are vastly different. But I still love you. All the iterations of you. I just don't want to go to sleep. Because I want more time. I want to live in this reality just a little bit longer. If I can. Because I know it'll all go away when I go to sleep. This version of you. That's the worst part, though. Just constantly saying goodbye. Until I find you again. Sometimes I'm lucky and you just find me. It does sound crazy, doesn't it? We'll go find out tomorrow. The version of me you talked to doesn't remember this conversation. He said I was acting weird today. Yeah, out of character, how? You said at the moment I saw you, it's like I hadn't seen you in a lifetime. So it kind of feels like. I've definitely fallen in love with more than 365 versions of you. I've lost track of time. I don't know how long I've been doing this for. Doesn't matter, really. Yeah, time's kind of lost all meaning to me. I wish the days I was jumping to were sequential. The time could be years apart, months apart. It's never the same day in a row. It's never... it's no organization. It's just chaos. If I could control it, I wouldn't do it. So I think I've ruled that out. Yeah. Well, try not sleeping. Stayed in one place for 72 hours once. But eventually I closed my eyes. And I'm gone. You know how I know? That you're it, that you're the one, that you're like everything for me. I tell that to anyone else, they think I'm crazy. Think I'm certifiable. But you know I'm not lying. Because you know me. Even if it's a version of me, you still see me. Just as I see you in all the versions of you. It's all right now. I never doubted it. I really questioned it. There's something intangible about love. Unquantifiable. Can't be measured, tracked, or understood, really. It just lives inside of you. Tethered to someone else. The thing is, our bond, it transcends all those things. The tether's so strong that literally nothing can keep us apart. I'm grateful for that. It's the only thing that keeps me sane. It's one constant in a sea of variables. You really are. You really, really, really are. I'm so incredibly lucky. I don't doubt that for one second. Even in all this. I don't want anyone else besides you. You're all I've ever wanted. I know that definitively. I don't want to go to sleep either. What I'd want. Stay up all night and watch the sunrise with you. Go get breakfast in the morning. I'm exhausted. Trying to make it past lunch. Maybe close to dinner. Hopefully not fall asleep till long after the sun sets. Just one more day. I have. Come back around to a place I've been before. Not often. It's my first time here. It is. I hate that it is. I wish this was my 6th or 7th. I wish. The ones I go back to are always the tricky ones. The ones where you're just a fingertip away. But just at the edge of my reach. Those are the cruelest ones. Those are the ones I want to take a nap in. Reshuffle and find you. Yeah. I hate you at work today. I know. Why can't I show up on a day off? Oh, it doesn't have to be a tragedy. The longer this goes on, it becomes a comedy. I gotta have a sense of humor about these things. I just want to stay up for as long as I can. I really don't want to lose you. Just one more day. Where I have to find you again. But I'll always find you. No matter what.